What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Kelsey. We're talking with John Wilson, Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Licking and Perry Counties. And we are talking about their annual Bowl for Kids event that's going to be going on in May. Tell us a little bit about this event, John.
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity. It is such a wonderful event. Impact so many children in our community. On Saturday, May 18th at Park Lincoln Heath, this year the theme is May the Force Bowl with You. If you're not familiar, that's a Star Wars reference. So it's going to be a Star Wars theme event, and it's just going to be an incredible day of really celebration. The way the event is set up, if you've never been there before, we ask teams from the community, and you could do this as an individual, like a family, or you could do this as a business, the co-workers could get together. But basically, we're looking for teams of five people. You try to raise $100 per bowler or $500 per team, and that money then is used to support the youth programs that we do in our community. Now, this year, we have something new. It's pretty exciting. We have a raffle drawing that we're doing. So people that are participating are able to sell raffle tickets. We have some pretty great prizes. There's a car package, a grill package, a mommy-to-be basket, a golf package, just really cool things. And that would be, if you wanted to have a team, it would help you raise your money to support the program. And you can find all that information on our website, which is bbslp.org. But there's also another way to support the event, and you could be an event sponsor. So if there's somebody out there that was interested, we have different levels of event sponsorship starting as low as $250. And what we do is we get special banners that will hang for multiple months throughout the whole entire summer with your name, if you're an individual, or your company's logo in the bowling center there, which is a pretty cool way to advertise your business.
Now, I know you said it would be kind of a Star Wars theme. What can one expect from that theme when they walk in that day?
I think you're going to see a lot of costumes, fun music playing. It's a really great atmosphere. As I mentioned earlier, it really is a celebration. There is no actual fundraising happening at the bowling that day. Everything is done in advance for that day. So it really is where everybody that has participated kind of comes together. We have three different shifts. Now, we start at 12:30, and it basically goes until the early evening. It's just an incredible time of celebration, fun. We get a lot of our big and littles will come out, and we kick off every shift with a big and little bowl, which is great. If you have a Chewbacca mask, I think this is your true opportunity to wear it out in public.
Absolutely. Chewbacca, lightsabers, Yoda, it's all there. For those who don't know, what is the Big Brothers Big Sisters program?
We focus on mentorship for young people, basically high-risk youth in our community. We have programs that we partner with schools. In fact, we're in 21 different elementary schools in Licking and Perry County, where we have programs where we match either high school students or adults from the community, and they go in, and it's called Lunch Buddies, and they spend time once a week with the same young person. And it really develops. It starts, obviously, at 1 year, but what we see is these relationships, they go 2, 3, 4 years, and there really is a mentorship that happens there. And it's so impactful for the youth. We also have a community-based program. It's been around for over 100 years. And that's where it's more the traditional style, where you would, as a big, and you'd need to be at least 19 years old to do the traditional community-based, but you would partner with the parent guardian of the child, and you would spend about 4 hours a month, or basically a couple hours twice a month with the little, going to sporting events, going to the park, getting pizza, getting ice cream, taking a walk, but just spending time pouring into that youth. And we have a lot of evidence-based data that shows and supports how impactful this is on the kids that are part of our programs. They're more likely to graduate high school. They're more likely to just be a success in life overall. It's an amazing program that I'm honored personally to get to be a part of.
Absolutely. And a lot of people don't know that this program exists, although Big Brothers Big Sisters has been around for quite some time. And I'm glad you mentioned how impactful it is. Do you have any specific stories or just like general examples of, you know, experiences that you've seen and how fulfilling it is to see those experiences?
100%. I go back to, I went to a Columbus Clippers game last season, and I had the honor to throw out the first pitch. It was really cool. As I was leaving, there's a gentleman, get a long white beard and a Clippers hat that had to be at least 30 or 40 years old. And he kind of grabbed my arm on my way out. And he said, "You're the Big Brothers guy." And I couldn't deny it. You know, I had the shirt and the hat on. And he said, "You know, I just want to share with you what Big Brothers and Big Sisters has meant in my life." 40 years prior, he signed up to be a big. And he was sharing with me over the course of the last 40 years how him being the big, the impact it was on him, and then obviously also on the child, who now at this point is not so much a child anymore. In fact, he shared with me his grandchild and the child of his little were college doormate, and he had been the best man in the little's wedding. And just, I hear stories like this almost every day. It's so powerful, the difference you can make. The trajectory of a little's life can be changed. And you know, not to overly try to pull on anyone's heartstrings, just an actual phone call that happened to our agency 2 weeks ago. My grandmother called us. She said, "I'm struggling raising my 10-year-old grandson. His mom's in prison. He's never met his dad. Can you help me find someone that he can talk to?" I wish I could say that wasn't what I was hearing on almost a daily basis from our community. But it's a very real thing. It's a very real need. So yeah, that we make great impacts, but there is such a need also for volunteers from our community. If you're listening to this, you're questioning, "Man, yeah, I've thought about this. I've considered looking into this." I just want to encourage you, reach out, call our office, go online and search for us, or go to our website. Like I said, it's a bbbslp.org. You can apply right online. It's amazing. It's really a life-changing thing that you can do.
Thank you so much for sharing those different experiences. It truly is amazing. What people don't know is that you guys also do a good job trying to matchmake as well. So these aren't just random assignments that you guys do.
Yeah, we actually have employees whose job it is to, we're not, you know, if there's a kid that likes to fish and hunt, you know, we're probably not going to match him with somebody that wants to stay inside and play video games and watch sport, you know. So it might seem like a little thing, but we go out of our way to make sure that these matches are going to have the highest likelihood of success. Obviously, there's no guarantee in any situation like that, but we have a pretty amazing tracker. We've been doing this in Licking County since 1969, and we've been extremely successful over these years. We have an amazing support from the community, and we have way more years to come.
And Bowl for Kids is just one of the many things that you guys offer. You guys do other stuff throughout the year.
We do. We have a family fun fest event. I do not have the exact date, but it's going to be in August, and that will be at the Newark Station, and it's an opportunity for families in the community to connect with us. Last year was great interactions. We had inflatables. We did the same thing this year. There's a volleyball, sand volleyball tournament, cornhole, and all that information will be promoted through our website and on our social media. So I definitely encourage everyone to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Then we also have a huge event in the fall. It's called the Beat Michigan Bash. Now, I don't want to be political here when it comes to talking about Michigan and Ohio, but we might have to consider changing the name to the Hope We Can Beat Michigan Bash. I don't know. It's not the best name right now, but in all seriousness, it's an amazing event where people from all over the community, we have community leaders come, we have several businesses that get tables, and it's a huge auction, and we honor our bigs and littles of the year at that event. It's really cool. And if no one's ever been to that event, they have to check that out as well. Once again, we promote that through our social media and on our website as well.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great year. Thank you again for sharing all this with us. Is there anything else you want to add before I let you go today?
Kelsey, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for this opportunity. I'll just leave a number here. In 2023 in Licking County, we were able to serve, as I mentioned, 21 elementary schools. We had a total of 272 volunteer bigs. Now that is amazing. We were just alerted last week that our agency, Licking and Perry County, will receive an award called the Platinum Award. It is the highest honor from the national agency that we can get. We're the only agency in Ohio to achieve this, and it's based on our scores, based on the documentation that we do and the length of our matches. And as exciting and awesome as that is, this is probably 1-2% of the kit that we could potentially serve because the need is that great. So I celebrate it, but I celebrate it with also saying, let's do even more. And that, I guess that's the challenge for the community.
You've got the vibe. Powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe. Available wherever you download podcasts.